Good morning and welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Razzle11 and you can find me on Twitter at Razzle11Grinds. Going to take a look at some pitching for today, Sunday the 9th of July, the last day before the All-Star break. A break for a lot of us that grind this out. Kind of reset ourselves and get ready for the second half of the season. But a lot of money to be won today, so let's just jump in right away. Doesn't look to be any real weather issues on the main slate, so we can just kind of take it as it is. Wind blowing out in Minnesota, creating a pretty nice environment for hitters, but other than that, normal conditions. So let's take a look here. Zach Eflin at the top. Actually, a -120 favorite at home against the Braves. No thanks. I'm not paying 10.5K to take on the Braves with Eflin. He's not some big time dominant guy. He does have strikeout ability, but he doesn't match Glasnow in that ability. I was interested in Glasnow against him just purely because of the K upside. But I'm just not paying 10.5 for Eflin on this slate. Nola taking on the Marlins. Marlins are -120 favorite in this one. Nola did struggle against the Marlins earlier, but he's had some dominant starts coming off of a ridiculous start at Tampa. 12 Ks and 7 and a third, where he has normally been pretty rough on the road. So it is great to see. I am very interested in him against the Marlins. His bad start against them came early in the season when I was very much off of him. Kind of the hangover from the late run into October last year. Still not convinced that he's going to be super consistent and dominant and ace-like all season long. But this spot kind of stands out as one that I'm excuse me, definitely interested in. Jesus Luzardo opposing him. Did beat the Phillies earlier. Wasn't super sharp, but he's been absolutely dominant at home. K numbers are super strong. Home runs are way down. Hasn't allowed a run over his last three starts. Throwing mid-90s to 100 pitches. I feel pretty good about him. I would guess that he's in a pretty good spot overall. Should carry some decent ownership, I would think. Because as far as spend up goes, he's probably my favorite spend up, to be honest. We'll kind of get to a couple other guys that I really like, or am at least interested in. I don't know about really like, but Joe Ryan, like I mentioned earlier, the wind is blowing out in Minnesota. I do have some worries, but he's been so dominant at home this year that I feel like I have to include him in my pool for now. He's going to be one of the first guys to remove if I want to trim my pool down at all. I mean, I like him. He's a -155 home favorite, so solid favorite. But I'm not enamored with the spot, I guess. The Orioles got to Sonny Gray yesterday, which kind of surprised me. But yeah, I just can't seem to get Joe Ryan right this year. I'm a Twins fan, but I can't get him right. I faded him in spots where I thought he was gonna struggle, and then he came out and just absolutely dominated. So I don't know. Hopefully I get him right, the second half. Or hopefully, he gets back to some of these huge K games as well. He does have 9 in 2 of his last 3 starts, both at home, which bodes well for the spot as well. Shane Bieber, somebody that I don't generally use, but he's somebody that I am going to be all about today, taking on a very weak Kansas City lineup. He's a -240 favorite. And as you can see, 3 out of his last 4 starts have been pretty rough from a run standpoint. K numbers have increased. Early in the season, he's kind of capped at basically four strikeouts. He did have a seven strikeout game randomly. But then since then, he's had, multiple eight and nine strikeout games, showing more fantasy point upside. So I have no problem going to him against Kansas City, who he just recently dominated over six innings and struck out eight. His bullpen blew that game. Otherwise, we'll be looking at nearly 32 DK points in that performance. I think Shane Bieber is probably the smartest spend up from a cash standpoint. I don't play cash, but he's going to be one of my favorite options. Giolito always has big time K upside, but obviously has some worries. Walks can be an issue, home runs can happen. He's been dominant at home, which is key. I don't really know which St. Louis squad is going to show up today, but he is a minus 135, 130 favorite. So Giolito is intriguing because of his upside. Logan Gilbert has been better on the road, which obviously fits here. He's coming off of a complete game shutout, 105 pitches. I do have a little bit of concern with that. It's 100 pitches and then 105 pitches right before the All-Star break. I could see them dropping him back down into the 80s, kind of as a rest spot. I want to dig into his history against Houston, but I like pitchers against Houston right now. It's kind of dangerous, but without Yordan, without Altuve, the overall lineup is pretty weak and it's very right-hand heavy. So that's an intriguing spot. Bassett going to carry some ownership. Has some massive upside. We saw him dominate San Francisco. Has not been great on the road. I believe not great is an understatement. He's been pretty bad. He did dominate this Detroit squad with seven strikeouts over six. I like him, but I know people are going to kind of jump off after they saw Gausman struggle early against Detroit. Bassett is a minus 135, 130 favorite. I don't know why I keep saying 135, but a 130 favorite. Elder is intriguing to me. Tampa Bay's offense has really struggled. He's been ridiculous on the road, has yet to allow a home run on the road. The only issue is strikeouts aren't very high at on the road. He's coming off a game where he struck out just one. His strikeouts overall have been trending down, which for a younger pitcher, we can kind of see at times because they wear down, the every fifth day thing. He is an all-star. He's not pitching in the All-Star game, so he can get it done today and get some rest in, and then come back for the second half. But I'm interested in him just because the Tampa Bay struggles of late. I'm gonna have to dig into how much they're striking out over the last week and a half, but to get Elder at 8K, I'm interested. Obviously, he is a slight underdog, but that's okay. This Detroit situation, we have to learn a little bit more. Obviously, Skubal is going to do more than just open, I would believe. He did throw four innings and 58 pitches in his season debut. Toronto is a dangerous offense. I don't really like using pitching against them, but I really believe in Skubal as a pitcher. So if we were told that he's going to throw 70 to 75 pitches, maybe. But I mean, I don't really have any interest in Reese Olson, who followed him in that game. Unless we find out that Skubal is only going two innings and then Olson is going to be a true long man. I'm not really sure, other than I think they're just doing it to control young guys in the last start before the All-Star break. Brandon Belak, somebody that I tend to use. Coming off of a pretty strong performance against the Rockies, which we were all about here at DFS Army, these walks drive me nuts. Strikeouts aren't necessarily there, but he does get a K boost in this matchup. He is a small underdog. Gilbert and Seattle are minus 130 favorites. He did struggle against Seattle earlier, did not pick any strikeouts up, but I believe that one came on the road. I'll have to look again, but his numbers at home have been extremely dominant, which is something I'm very interested in. And yeah, that starting in Seattle came on the road. just the second one of the year. So I am interested. He made his return to the majors for this Colorado start. Was great. I like the upside. Super volatile. Don't get me wrong, but there's K upside in the matchup, and that's what intrigues me the most. I'm not taking Kyle Hendricks against the Yankees. Domingo Germán is interesting. Such a wide range of outcomes, but I do like the ability. Like you can say, his upside is 50 DK points. I'm not really gonna go there. I never try to predict somebody having a career performance. So maybe in this spot, he could do something like he did against the Twins. Even though I don't think there's 11K upside against the Cubs. So maybe it's more of the 20 to 25 DK points. Kind of like these two starts where he dominated the Dodgers. Like this start impresses me just about as much as a perfect game against the A's, to be honest. So, knowing that a pitcher has this in his range, and he's taking on weaker teams, I'm interested. K numbers are stronger at home. Obviously, home runs are up, but I am interested. And let's see, it looks like he's a minus 135 favorite. There's the 135. But yeah, Domingo Germán at 6,800. Intriguing, and I'm sure he's going to carry some ownership. JP Sears, somebody that I use, didn't, use a decent amount. Didn't use him against Detroit, made a decision. Went with Emmett Sheehan for the Dodgers as my last guy in my pool. That backfired mightily. I like him just because a lot of the Boston bats are left-handed, so Sears, has the ability to neutralize that. But I may not end up on Sears. I believe this game's got a pretty strong total. Yeah, 9.5. The Red Sox are minus 170 favorites. There's a lot of things pointing towards just not doing it, but I might, especially because Herman's just 300 more. Not really interested in Gibson. I want to be, the Twins strike out a lot, but with the wind blowing out, the weather conditions, and considering I'm, not super high on Ryan, I don't know that I can go to Gibson. Do have some interest in Steven Matz making the start here. Stretched out some, like I would guess he's probably 75 pitches or so. I think there's some K ability. But he's super volatile as well. He's had a pretty bad year as a starting pitcher. Strikeouts haven't really been super strong out of the bullpen either. I mean, they're decent, but they're not super strong. I would guess the White Sox, I'm sure I mentioned it before, White Sox minus 130 favorite. Game total of 9.5. So maybe I just can't use Mats as well. But there's kind of the first look at the pitching. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on to get the alert anytime we drop videos at DFS Army. And if you want to join us, I will put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, that's RAZ, for 10% off monthly, or Summer 50 for 50% off your first month. And as always, best of luck, everybody.